Alright, what's up everybody and welcome to this brand new episode of the Niklas Petter Show. I don't know which episode it is, maybe like 31 or 32 or something like this. But yeah, anyways, in today's episode we will talk about the lessons and highlights of the last 12 months of the last year. Because, you know, maybe you already know, like a couple of days ago I turned 21 years old. Well, it's crazy to think about how fast like time flies. Especially like the last year, the last 2 years, it's crazy. But yeah, first of all, huge shout out to all the special people, all the amazing people who made that birthday, that day, the last year, and just everything so amazing and so special. Also thanks to all the people who messaged me on Instagram. And yeah, with this podcast episode, what means I want to give back, but you know, like I want to share lessons and highlights, especially lessons of the last year with you guys so that you can learn from it. Because yeah, so much stuff has happened in the last 12 months, also especially the last 2-3 years since I moved to Dubai and since I started my own business. And I think for many of you guys who are starting a business right now or who already have a business in place, this episode is going to be super valuable. It's going to be completely raw, and yeah, I have no script, nothing. I'm just gonna let's call it like this, talk out of my heart. Like always when it comes to the podcast episodes, I don't have a script, I don't have anything. What I do is I just like write down the topics. Today I'm actually recording 10 podcast episodes because tomorrow I'm going to Germany. To the family, to friends, like because it's actually like my plan was to go at the beginning of August, like 4th of August or something, but I will now go on the 25th of July because yeah, there was some bad news when it comes to the family. Like my grandma is not that well at the moment, and so I'm going to Germany tomorrow and just want to get all the podcasts and everything like pre-scheduled for the month of August so that I can, like, when I'm in Germany, like purely focus on a family and friends and, you know, visit my grandma and don't have to worry about like all the business stuff. And that's also one of the lessons that I learned last year, especially, right? When it comes to setting up systems and processes in your business. Look, last year, about 12 months ago, a little bit more at the beginning of 2020, actually, like what I will do in this podcast is talk about 2020 and 2021. So about the last, let's call it 1.5 years. At the beginning of 2020, which is crazy, I hit the $100,000 plus per month mark, I think in February, when I launched the Instagram University 3.0 with my personal brand. That's when I crossed the $100,000 plus per month mark. And before that, like in 2019, I was just hustling, grinding, working all day long. Didn't really have time for myself, for my friends, for my family. I was just working from early in the morning until late in the night. So often I was in the office until like 5, 6 a.m. in the morning. The sun was already going up again and I went home, went to bed, woke up at 11, went to the office again and just purely hustling. I didn't really, as I said, have time for myself, my family, my friends. I was just purely focused on my business and getting results and getting the business to the next level. And then at one point I realized, yo, Niklas, like all that hustle, all that grind is great. It's amazing. But what do you do if you now want to, for example, go to Germany for 1 month, right? And that's what I had, for example, 2019. In the summer, I went to Germany and I didn't do any work and the business went down. The numbers went down, right? And that's when I learned and realized, yo, Niklas, you have to do something differently, right? You need to make sure that you set up systems and processes in your business and so that when you don't work on your business, the money still comes in, right? And at the beginning of 2020, I worked on that. I started setting up systems and processes. I launched the Instagram University 3.0 on my personal brand, put my focus also on the theme pages and the corporations. And I simply started hiring employees because I set up systems and processes. And I was like, okay, I want to do this. For example, when it comes to the Instagram stories, other feed posts or emails, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you can do it. Okay. And then I hire someone and they do the work. And that's how I was also able at the beginning of 2020 to consistently make $100,000 plus per month without doing any work. Like literally I was working less than 15 minutes per day. And that's one of the big lessons I learned, for example, one of the first lessons I learned in 2020, right? Setting up systems and process and how the whole thing works with employees, how it works with hiring the right people. And when you, like if you run a business, if you are starting on Instagram, no matter what you're doing, the first step is you always have to become good at what you're doing yourself. So when it comes to, for example, comes to Instagram stories or feed posts or captions or emails or building funnels or writing follow-up sequences or setting up retargeting ads, like no matter what it is, become good at it yourself first. set up systems and processes, then hire someone to do it. When it comes to hiring, also like one of the lessons I learned is don't just give that person the step-by-step process and be like, yo, do this work, but look over the shoulder of that person. And for the first week or two or three, like take a look at what they are doing, give them feedback. And yeah, do that as long as it takes until everything is like to 90% perfect. Because if you just give them the task and they do it, they will do mistakes, et cetera, et cetera. So you always want to make sure, especially at the beginning, to double check. And yeah, if you're working on your Instagram account, your business, no matter what it is, like, make sure that you always have that in mind. How can I set up a system process? What are my thoughts? How am I doing this? How am I doing the Instagram stories? Why am I doing it the way I'm doing it? How am I structuring them? What's the system? What's the process? How can I outsource this? And how can I hire someone to do the work for me? Because look, at one point when you start your business, let's say you start making $10,000 per month, right? You work 8 hours a day for, let's say, not 30 days a month, but let's say 25 days in the month. So you make $10,000. You divide that by 25 days, that's $400 a day, you divide that by 8 hours, that's $50 per hour, right? And if you can, for example, hire someone for $10 an hour or $5 an hour, whatever, to do something for you, you remove your time, they do the work, and you still make the money and you have a huge profit and you can invest that time into something else, into something more important, and like set up systems and process in the next field, right? And that's one of the big lessons I learned. And like throughout the last year, I spent lots of my time setting up systems and processes, and it wasn't always easy. Like at the beginning, as I told you, of 2020, when I started making $100,000 plus per month with all the businesses combined, the personal brand, the theme pages, the affiliate marketing, the corporations, the agency, like I started setting up those systems and processes, especially for the personal brand and the theme pages, and it went really well. And after that, I wanted to scale the business to the next level. And then for like a couple of months, I struggled with when it comes to setting up systems and processes. Also in 2020, in the summer, I had the income went down a little bit because I simply didn't have the systems and processes in place and the right employees. And for the last couple of months in 2021, I've been setting up those systems and processes. Also started hiring more people, and I'm super thankful and grateful for the team that I now have who take care of all the stuff. So because, you know, I can now just go to Germany and for 1 month I can just do whatever I want to do, right? I don't have to focus on the business, nothing. I can spend time with family and friends, with my grandma and stuff, and I don't have to worry about the business, right? And that's one of the cool things about being an entrepreneur and building your own thing. And like, if you do it correctly, as I already told you, like I can now go to Germany and don't have to do any work, and the business will keep running, it will grow, it will make money, and I can remove myself from it. And then when I come back to Dubai, I don't know, like 2, 3, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, I don't know, like how long I will be in Germany. It really depends on like how everything goes with my grandma. I can then get into the business again and, you know, scale it to the next level, set up the next systems and processes. But throughout that time, the business will keep running, will keep making money, and I don't have to worry about it. And yeah, that's basically the first lesson that I learned 2020, and that also now like is pretty relevant, because for the last few months, I've been focusing on setting up the right systems and processes for all my businesses, for all the projects, just for everything. And that's for sure one of the huge learnings, right? I also did like an Instagram post, by the way, maybe you guys saw that one a couple of days ago, I think on the 22nd of July, like one day after my birthday, where I had some of the highlights, or where I posted some of the highlights of 2020. And if I now scroll through everything, like the last year was crazy. Like so many amazing things happened. And when I was starting my business, I never thought that at the age of 21, I'd be in the position where I am right now. Because just in the last year alone, like it's so crazy to think about what happened. Like in 2020, as I told you at the beginning, I scaled my business to $100,000 plus per month. Then went to Germany, it went down, started traveling the world with friends, business went up again, went to Cape Town, went to Turkey. Then at the beginning of 2021, I moved into my dream apartment here in Dubai, 3,000 plus square feet, and that's like 300, or I think the apartment has like 281 square meters plus the balcony. So it's amazing, crazy apartment. It's what I've always dreamed about. Crazy to think about that at the age of 21, I was able to move into this apartment. It really is. Also one of the highlights for sure of 2021 is being able to surprise, or that I was able to surprise my mama with a brand new car for Christmas. That was for sure like the highlight of 2020. Because the funny thing is, like, when I first started my business, of course, like my parents, they weren't like, yo, you can do this business, do it, do it, do it. They were like, a little bit critical because my grades in school got worse and worse and worse. I didn't focus on it like so many times. We argued at home because I was like, yo, I want to drop out of school. Fuck the system. Fuck school. And I was like, like probably it was the horrible for my parents because we always had those discussions and what school and what I want to do with my life. And they were like, you need school, you need the degree, you need to go to university, go get a real job. You don't know if this whole business thing is going to work, blah, blah, blah. Like the typical stuff that you have at home with your parents. Like if you go and start your own business in the entrepreneurial journey, I think that's pretty much normal. And like also for friends of mine who now are like running a business and who started the business, like they had the same thing when they first started. And at that point, I was like, at the beginning, like when we had those discussions, I always just for fun said, one day when my business is making good money, mom, I will buy you a brand new car, right? And at the beginning, it was just a joke. And I always kept telling her that. And then at the end of 2020, my dad was like, I think we were calling and he told me, oh, we're now just about to order like a new car for my mom, or like for us. In Germany, there's something called leasing. So you pay like a monthly fee for a car and then you have it for like 3 years or whatever. And they wanted to get like a new one because the old leasing license or whatever was out of date. They already had the car for like 3 years. So they were about to get a new one. I was like, yo, let's just like, instead of getting like a normal average car, like I want to surprise my mom with a brand new car for Christmas. And yeah, my dad and I took a look at cars, did some research and stuff, found this amazing BMW. I think it's an X3 or X5, I'm not 100% sure. And then for Christmas I was able to surprise my mom with that car. And funny story, because at the beginning it was just a joke and then 2020 became a reality. And also one of the lessons that I learned over there when it comes to, like, look, when you start making money as an entrepreneur, and I learned that at the beginning of 2020, when I hit the $100,000 plus per month, like I already learned that lesson before when I had like $30,000 a month and stuff, but money doesn't make you happy, right? When you start your entrepreneurial journey, you're maybe thinking like, yo, when I make those $30,000 a month or $10,000 a month, everything is going to be perfect. I'm going to be happy. Everything is going to be amazing. And you just focus on the money and you think that everything is going to be perfect when you make that money. And then when you make the money for the first 1 or 2 or 3 months, it's going to be amazing. But at one point you'll be like, yo, what's next? Go from, like, what's the next goal? So go from 30 to 50 to $100,000 a month. And then you're like, I don't have to do that. Like, I'm now making enough money and I realize money doesn't make me happy. And then you have all those self-doubting questions. And I already talked about that in another podcast episode. But if you start making money as an entrepreneur, at one point you will realize like money doesn't make you happy. It really doesn't. And it doesn't matter as much as some of you guys might think. Like money, of course, you can do amazing things with it. Like also in 2020, I again was able or invited friends from Germany to Dubai. One of my friends also came travel with us to Turkey, which was also absolutely amazing. And the cool thing about that stuff is that, you know, like thanks to the business that I run and thanks to Instagram, I'm able to do those things and we can just have amazing experiences. And that's like one of the cool things about money and being happy, like just collecting amazing experiences. Like the trip, for example, to Cape Town was so, so, so amazing. We were able to do so many amazing things in Cape Town. It was just an amazing time with all the amazing people, and that wouldn't have been possible without money, right? Also, the trip to Turkey was absolutely amazing. Inviting the friend to Dubai was absolutely amazing, and we had the most amazing time. And when it comes to setting goals as an entrepreneur and like making money, you always have to ask yourself, like, why exactly do I want to make money? What are my goals behind it? What do I want to do? It can be anything, right? Like supporting your family, supporting your friends, doing amazing things, like, I don't know, building a school or helping out people, traveling the world. Like, always ask yourself, what's the emotional goal behind me wanting to make money, right? And you really need to figure that out, because if you just purely focus on the money, like at one point you will realize money doesn't make happy, right? So yeah, also big lesson of the last year, don't just focus on the money and stuff, right? I'm just opening up my phone right now, taking a look at the feed posts that I did with the highlights of 2020 and 2021, so I can talk about stuff. And yeah, also recently, like a couple of months ago, I bought one of my dream cars here in Dubai, which is also pretty cool. For sure, also one of the highlights of 2021. And yeah, probably the biggest lesson that I had in 2021 is like, look, if you're an entrepreneur, you always like, after the stage where you realize that money doesn't make you happy, and I talked about this topic with many, many friends who also make really, really good money. Like after the stage where you start making money, where you realize your money doesn't make you happy, and where you maybe get into this like downward spiral, and you're like, oh, what the fuck am I even doing? Like when you start making money, right? You start enjoying your life. You start going to good restaurants. You start traveling the world. And then you will realize, yo, this all that stuff doesn't really make happy. Like, what's next? And then you set the next goal. Yo, I want to make $100,000 a month. And then you're like, like you're unmotivated. And that's what many of my friends had, and I had the problem too. Like I was unmotivated. I wasn't doing any work because I was like, yo, why should I go from 50k a month or 30k a month to $100,000 a month? Like, not much is gonna change because I can do whatever I want to do with 30k a month. I don't have to get to $100,000 a month because like that money won't make me happy. So I started focusing on being happy and living the moment in the moment. And I was always asking myself, okay, how can I be happy in this and this? Like I wasn't depressive or whatever, right? I wasn't unhappy, but I was like, yo, how can I be even more happy and stuff? My whole focus was just being happy. And I was like, it was a trap, right? Because that doesn't work. If you always focus on being happy, like you always struggle, and you will be like at one point when you don't do work, when you don't have drive in your business, and if you don't have any goals that you really want to achieve, you will have all those self-doubting questions. And at one point, I made that switch from focusing on, I don't know, like hitting that specific goal or just wanting to be happy, to focusing on growth. And that was a big game changer for me, just to focus on growth as a person in all the areas. When it comes to, of course, the business, the money, when it comes to especially your health, like also that, like, you know, in 2020, like I never had much focus on my health, like going to the gym, working out, eating out healthy. And luckily a couple of months ago I also made that change. Like in 2020 my sleep rhythm was so fucked. Like I always worked until like 3 a.m. 4 a.m. in the morning, slept until like 11 a.m. Had bad food, pizza, fries, burger, some acai bowls in between. But all that junk food and didn't have good sleep and all that stuff. Luckily, I made the switch. Or like, it's good that I made the switch. Set up new daily routines. Wake up at like 6:30 in the morning. Go to bed at like 10, 11. Started eating healthy, like only healthy with like meal prep. Started working out 3 times a week with a personal trainer at the gym. Also doing cardio and stuff. That was also a big game changer. Like, you know, you always see this on social media and on Instagram and on YouTube and people saying, yo, your health is the most important thing. But maybe you're like, yeah, it is. But you still eat that junk food and don't have the right daily routine and stuff and good sleep. But if you're listening to this and you aren't really focusing that much on your health as you should do it, right? Because it's the most important thing. Like, if you're focusing and your goal is right now to make money and to grow your business, which I guess is something that many of you guys listening to this have, don't forget your health. Like, it's the most important thing also when it comes to growing your business. Because if you feel bad, if you don't have good sleep, if you don't have energy, if you don't have power, you won't be able to do the work. You won't enjoy doing the work. You will feel bad. You will, I don't know, like, it just doesn't make any sense. It won't work. So focus on your health. That's the foundation. Go work out, right? Go to the gym. Do cardio. Eat healthy. Eat great food. Have good sleep. And yeah, that's gonna for sure was a big game changer for me. Like before that, I was always in between struggling with procrastination, right? I was always in between, sometimes lazy, not doing any work. Had days where I didn't do anything and where I was like, what the fuck, Nicholas? Like, why are you procrastinating? Why are you not doing any work? Why don't you want to work? And I never figured out why that was. And yeah, then when I made the switch, when it comes to health, since then, I never had the problem again, right? Yeah, made the switch, and since then I never struggled with procrastination again. I always feel good. I always jump out of bed in the morning and I'm like, yo, let's go, let's destroy today, let's make this an amazing day. And those are like good lessons, I think, that I learned last year. Setting up systems and processes, focusing on your health, switching from like just wanting to make money or being happy to purely focus on growth in all areas, because your business, your health, your relationships, the money, everything, just focus on growth and growing as a person. Because if you grow as a person, right, your business is also going to grow, right? That's the most amazing thing, like just growing as a person and seeing the progress. Like if I think about where I was last year, who I was as a person and who I am now, like huge difference, right? And that's a cool thing. Let me think about like what other lessons did I learn last year. As I said, like I never script those podcasts. I always just talk about and like put into the episodes what I have in my brain right now. For sure, one of the big lessons too is take care of your environment. Like take a look at and be careful with who you surround yourself, who your friends are, who your business partners are, because in this world, like there's so many fucked up people, and most of the problems and most of the, how do you say in English? Like in German, you'd say Stress. Most of the, yeah, basically problems that you will have in life, like let's call it mind fucks that you will have in life, is because of people, right? If you have toxic friends, toxic business partners, and I don't know, you have beef with them or whatever, like 80% of the problems that you have is because of that, because of people, right? So take care who you surround yourself with. What I can highly recommend you to do is, and I will also today record one podcast episode about that, but what I can highly recommend you is go to Google and search for Ty Lopez podcast, and then what is the name? Ty Lopez podcast, search for narcissism. Yeah, you can search for that. And then there's one show that will pop up. The Ty Lopez show, the three traits you need to know about. And then what's the full headline? The three traits you need to know about yourself, narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psycho score. Right, it's a 1 hour and 14 minutes podcast episode, but you will really want to make sure to have a look at that one, because yeah, basically what Ty talks about in that episode is bad traits that people that you might also have, that everybody has, and for some people it's extreme, and for some people it's normal, for some people it's low. Right, there's narcissism, Machiavellianism, psycho score. And in the past, I've really like I took a look at all the podcast episodes from Ty, did lots of research, and like. One and how like get to know new people and stuff. I always screen them before and take a look at how they behave, what they say, what they do and stuff. And there are so many people where I'm like, okay, I don't want to have to do anything with that person, right? Because of those traits. Because yeah, it's totally like Ty also talks about it in those podcasts. 80% of the problems or 80% of the mind fucks that you will have and that you have is because of people. Maybe you already know it from your environment. I don't know, but yeah, 80% of that. It's because of people, so you really want to take a look at who you surround yourself with, who you hang out with, who your friends are, who your business partners are, who you get to know, and learn how to read people, learn how to read their behavior, okay, how they talk, how they behave, and like maybe they are friendly to you and like everything seems to be perfect, but they are unfriendly and behave bad when it comes to other people that they, for example, don't know, whatever. Take a look at that stuff and learn how to read people. It will really help you a lot and save you a lot of trouble. So yeah, also for sure, one of the big lessons I learned in 2020 and 2021. What's another lesson? Let me think. I want to make this podcast episode amazing, give value to you guys. So what we talked about is setting up systems and processes, hiring employees. That's a really, really, really important. Like once you start making, let's say, $10,000 a month with your own business, like you can easily get your own business to like $10,000, $50,000, even $100,000 a month as a one-man show. Like I got my whole business to 100k plus per month, basically as a one man show, and like one or two freelancers. But yeah, you want to make sure to hire employees and to set up systems and processes so that you can remove yourself from the business. And if you want to, then just take time off. So that's for sure one of the big lessons, making the switch from focusing on just a goal or money or happiness or whatever to focusing purely on growth and growing as a person in one area. Big lesson. Another one, focus on your health, good sleep, good food, go to the gym, workout. For sure, big lesson too. Another one, right, that just came to my mind is, make sure, like, once you start making money as an entrepreneur, many people don't do it, and they're like, yo, when I make $100,000 a month, or when I make 50K a month, or when I make $25,000 a month, I'm gonna start investing my money into stocks and crypto and real estate. I'm gonna set up this amazing, like, bank account structure where 20% of my money is gonna go here, and 20% here, and 20% here, 10% is for lifestyle, 20% is investments, another 20% is a reinvestment into business, blah, 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 right? At least that's what I've heard from like friends and what I know from myself and like how I at the beginning thought. I was like, yo, when I make this number, I'm going to set up everything correctly. 10% for this, 25% for this and this and this and this. And that's when I'm going to start investing. But what you really want to do is once you start making money, even if you don't make any money right now, start investing your money and set up those systems and processes or whatever, how you want to call it, the bank account structure from the beginning on. Because how you do small things is how you do big things. So what I do is like for every payout that I get, I structure that money into different parts and some of that money goes into investments like stocks and crypto. So my recommendation for you is for sure, start with that at as early as possible, like right now, even if you're just making $100 a month, take, I don't know, $25 or $10, maybe even invest that into stocks money, because how you do small things is how you do big things. If you start doing that right now, and if you get that habit of investing money and like you get paid, you then invest and then you spend, if you get that habit into, like, if you start doing that and you then at one point start making more money and you always put money to the side and start investing it, you want to make sure that you don't work for the money, but that you let the money work for you. Like every dollar that you make and that you have should basically be an employee for you, because you can send that money out, you can invest into stocks, cryptos, et cetera, et cetera. If you do it correctly, that money is going to work for you and it's going to make more money, right? So treat every dollar that you make as an employee and send it out, invest it, okay? Back into your business, into stocks, into cryptos, into real estate, all that good stuff. Like for me, when I first started, like for the first 2 years or whatever of my entrepreneurial journey, I never invested into like stocks or crypto or whatever. I was always like, yo, when I hit this number and this number, that's when I'm going to invest. And then at one point, luckily I made the switch and I started investing into stocks and cryptos and stuff. And it's really amazing because that's how you build your net worth, right? If you just make money and never invest anything and put anything to the side, you will just spend all the money, on lifestyle, back into your business. You will make stupid decisions. And then at one point you will realize, wow, in the last like 2 years, I made so much money, but where is it? Like, where's all the money? But if you always take like 25% or 20% or 10% even of the money that you make, you immediately put it to the side and invest it, and you never touch that investment account, like your net worth is just going to grow each and every single month. And that's what you want to do. You always want to grow your net worth. You don't want to go down. You want to go up, right? Also big lesson that I learned at the beginning of 2020. And that's when I started applying that, started investing into stocks, then later on into crypto, and also made good profits. So for sure do that too. Set up those the bank account structure and start investing your money, no matter how much money you make right now. Because, you know, I have so many friends who make like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month, but they are always broke, right? They always struggle with money. Why? Because they make money, but they spend it all. And they don't know their numbers, right? They make the money, they spend it. And they're like, oh, I don't have any money, blah, 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 blah. Next payout is going to come next week, so that's when we can start something, do something. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? You've been in business for such a long time. You make good money, like $10,000 a month. There's good money. Where is it? Like, instead of spending all the money and doing stuff randomly, like out of the 10K, take $2,500 and just put it to the side and invest it. And if you do it for a year, like $2,000 a month or $2,500 a month for a whole year, and you already have like 30K on the side, and you're not at zero, and then, you know, maybe investments go up, like you put some into crypto, some into stocks, at the end you're maybe at $40,000, whatever. But yeah, also one of the big lessons, so make sure to implement that. And yeah, I just talked about knowing your numbers, also another great lesson. For example, at the beginning of 2020, when it comes to the personal brand, when I scaled the personal brand, my online coaching business, I want to hit that $100,000 plus per month with a personal brand. I invest lots of money into influencer promotions, for example, right? So I paid big Instagram pages to promote my Instagram page. And I was just like sending them the money they were posting, but I wasn't tracking everything, like, or nothing, basically. I just paid the money. And I was like, okay, today I'm spending $1,000 on influencer marketing. Okay, nice. I made 5K back. That's great. But throughout the month, like overall, I never tracked anything, right? How much money I spent, how many leads I collected, how many website visits I collected, how much I'm paying on average per follower, how many likes I'm getting on the post, what the best pages are, what the worst pages are, like how many sales come through the Instagram story, how many sales come through the Instagram bio, how many people search for me on Google, and all that great. I track nothing. And when it comes to business, when it comes to money, you always want to make sure that you know your numbers. Because if you know your numbers, you can cut out the bullshit and you can just focus and double down on what works, right? And that's how you grow your business. Just stop doing the things that don't work and keep doing the things that work, right? And if you know your numbers, like so many, like when it comes to growing your business, it's not that complicated. Like once you, for example, make $50,000 a month or $10,000 a month, it doesn't matter. There's just a few small things that you have to change, that you have to improve just a little bit to like double your revenue. So let's say, look, if you run a personal brand or an online coaching business or whatever it is, doesn't really matter. Like, look, what you have your ads, right? For example, let's say you have influencer ads. I will just map this out and write it down here on my notebook. So you have your influencer ads, right? You then have your Instagram account where you send your influencer promotions to. You have then the sales page. You maybe have the opt-in page, right? The email marketing, right? You then have the order form, and you then also have upsells, right? Basically the average cart value. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different stages. The ads, for example, Facebook ads, Google ads, the influencer campaign, you have your Instagram account, basically, like if you run influencer promotions, you then also have your sales page, basically the funnel, you have the opt-in page, you have the email marketing, you have the order form, and the upsells, basically the upsells increase the average cart value. So for those of you who don't know what upsells are, so look, when someone, for example, buys the Instagram University 3.0 for $6.95, after that, I offer them, those people who bought the product, other products, for example, one for $97. So, and some people would buy it, and then instead of spending basically $6.95, they maybe spend another $97, and the average cart value, what the average person spends on average, goes up, and I make more money. But anyways, let's say, with those 7 steps, the influencer promotions, the Instagram account, the sales page, the opt-in page, the email marketing, the order form, I'm currently making $10,000 a month. So let's say for each of those steps, I just increase the performance by 10%. So if the influencer promotions just perform 10% better, which is pretty easy to do, right? You just cut out the bad pages, you focus on the good pages, you improve the posts, right? Choose more viral posts, you adjust the captions, and you can even just double the performance of the influencer promotions by doing those small changes. But let's say, it just increases by 10%, okay? So right now, the business, let's say, is making $10,000 a month, okay? And then you increase the performance of the influencer promotions by 10%. Then the business already makes $11,000 a month. You then have your Instagram account. Let's say you increase the performance of the Instagram account also by 10%, okay? Then instead of making $11,000, you already make $12,100. You then also increase the sales page conversion, right, by 10%. And then instead of making 10,000, you make, let me calculate really fast, 13,300, right? You then increase the opt-in page conversion by 10%, and then you're already at $14,600. You improve the email campaign conversion by 10%, and you're already at 16,100. You increase the order form conversion by 10%, right? So, for example, it goes from 20% to 22%, which is easy to get, but 10% more sales, right? Then you're already at $17,700. You then increase the average cart value by 10%, and you are already at $19,500. So just by increasing the performance of different steps of your funnel, you can easily, like, if you have, let's say, 7 steps in your funnel and you increase the conversion by, let's say, 10 or 11% each and every single step, instead of making $10,000, you already, boom, make $20,000. So what you really want to do is know your numbers and take a look at the whole funnel, your whole business. Take a look at what little, like, steps you have inside when it comes to the ads, the sales pages, the opt-in page, the email campaigns, the retargeting, the average cart value. And ask yourself the question, okay, how can I make this 10% better? Because if you just make it 10% better, each and every single step, you have like 7, 8, 9 steps, you already double the money that you make without spending any more money. So make sure that you know your numbers, track everything, okay? I would recommend you to set it up at the beginning, the tracking and knowing your numbers. Not just if you are already making like 100K a month, do it correctly from the beginning on, right? Use Excel sheets, track your links with UTM parameters and tags and all that stuff. And yeah, then when it comes to scaling the business later on, when it comes to paid ads and all that stuff and increasing the performance, it's going to be way easier if you know your numbers, okay? And when it comes to knowing your numbers, don't just know the numbers of your business, okay? Also know the numbers of, for example, which most people don't know, is how you spend your money, okay? So you have your business, you make 10K a month, okay? Reinvest $2,000 back, you then spend money on food and on this and this and this and this and this and this. And most people, like, they don't track their numbers. They don't know it, okay, where the money is going. But look, math and numbers are the language of money. So if you want to make more money, you have to know it. You have to understand it. So make sure that you track your numbers, not just in the business, but also like your private numbers, when it comes to spending the money, just everything. Also one of the big lessons I learned. All right. So yeah, I guess that's for the podcast episode. I hope it helped you guys. Sum it up. First lesson is set up systems and processes and hire employees so that you can remove yourself from the business. Second lesson is instead of focusing on like just your goals and happiness and money and blah, 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 just focus on growth and growing as a person. Okay. Next lesson, know your numbers. Okay. Not just when it comes to the business, but also when it comes to your private stuff. Next lesson, learn how to read people. Okay. Who do you surround yourself with? Who are your friends? Who are your business partners? Next lesson is focus on your health, right? Your sleep, your food, your performance, everything, right? Track your health, your heart rate, all that good stuff. I can recommend the Oura Ring. I'm now testing this new thing. It's called like a Whoop. You can search for it, whoop.com. For those of you, like, check it out. It's kind of like a watch, kind of like the Apple Watch. That basically tracks like your sleep, your heart ratio, the performance when you go to the gym and all that stuff. People that I respect from my social circle who aren't in business and stuff, who are on another level, they started using Whoop. And yeah, so I'm going to test it out. It already arrived in Germany, and I will start testing it from tomorrow on when I arrive in Germany. And yeah, I guess that's it for the podcast episode. 38 minutes long. I hope you guys liked it. If you did, write a review. That would be really, really cool on Spotify, on Apple, or just on the website. Like, you can leave comments below. And yeah, if you're interested in growing your own six-figure dream business with the power of Instagram, if you want to learn how I make money with Instagram, and if you want to work one-on-one with me, just send me the word mentor via direct message on Instagram. And yeah, my team will then get back to you, ask you a couple of questions to see, you know, if it makes sense that we work together one-on-one. And yeah, I guess that's it for the podcast episode. If you're interested, as I said, in working one-on-one with me and building your own six-figure dream business with the power of Instagram, then message me the word mentor via direct message on Instagram, on the Instagram account, The Class Pedder. And yeah, I will then hear you guys inside the next podcast episode.